Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome in, everybody, to a special breaking news edition of Football 24/7 here. Just minutes after we concluded Birds 365, the Eagles make a move and sign edge rusher Joshua Uche, drafted by the Patriots back in 2020, and he was traded to the Chiefs midseason last year and now signed to a one-year deal by the Philadelphia Eagles. Joining you now, I'm your host, Xander Krause. That's John McMullen, the number one Eagles beat reporter in town. Give us a follow on X, at Real Xander, and at JF McMullen. Johnny Mack, what are you thinking here on this Joshua Uche signing for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah, I like it. One-year deal, second wave of free agency. This is where I said we just got up the air. So I said, you know, there's going to be more meaningful signings. And, you know, the key is there's some issues with guys in this stage. But I think a worthwhile lottery ticket. Position of need, losing Josh Sweat, likely losing Brandon Graham. You need an extra edge rusher. I've been saying it. You can't go into the season counting on, all right, Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt are starters,
right?
Even Bryce Hupp. And you add Josh Uche to the mix. Never been a full-time player, situational player. Undersized, that part I don't like. The little bit too undersized continues to be a theme. I think the Eagles need to get somebody with some size at some point to hold down the base end. But this is a situational pass rusher type of player. You know, had 11 and a half sacks in, I believe, 2022. So that was the one outlier season. Hasn't done much from a production standpoint from that. New England gave up on him. Last year at the trade deadline, thought the Eagles might make a move because remember at the time you lose Brandon Graham and Bryce Hupp to injuries. And it was a little bit before obviously Brandon, but you know, it looked like the Eagles could use more depth at the time, but he went to Kansas City for a 6-round pick. Now the Eagles are able to get him. Didn't do much for Kansas City. You know, that's where you are with these one-year deals. But I think this one makes sense. This one makes sense at a position you needed some help. If he can push people, great. If he can help you in a situational fashion, great. If not, you can go in another direction. But, again, we've talked about that. Those young players, the Eagles, want to step up. You can't just hand things to Jalix Hunt. You gotta provide some competition. Hopefully Jalix Hunt, you know, takes the bull by the horns and wins that ability to play that position. But to have some depth there now and pass rush potential, I think this one makes a lot of sense for the Eagles.
Good stuff there by Johnny Mack. I'll give you guys a little bit of a rundown on the player for those wondering. He's 26 years old. He'll be 27 for next season. He's 6'1", 240. He was drafted in 2020, a second round draft pick in 2020, 60th overall by the New England Patriots. So not a late pick. I mean, second round is pretty good, and he was drafted out of Michigan. So he's been pretty good. John gave you the career stats. I'll update them for you and just kind of give you the rundown. 2020, 9 games, 1 start, 9 tackles, 1 sack. He had 3 sacks in 2021 in 12 games, 15 games in 22. That was his breakout year, 27 tackles and 11 and a half sacks. And then 23 kind of fell off again, 15 games with just 3 sacks and 15 tackles. And then last year is when they traded him midseason to the Kansas City Chiefs. So, John, it is a one-year deal. I would imagine it's another one of those low-cost, you know, low-risk deals with a high upside. I'm not sure what type of money they would have given Josh, but I would imagine it's another one of deals like that. Peace deal.
Yeah, I think he'll get a little bit more than Dylan or somebody like that. You know, maybe I'm just speculating, maybe up to $5 million or something like that, but certainly not from a standpoint, you know, that's what you're doing. You're in the clearance aisle, so to speak. Yeah. And you want to, every once in a while, you get a nice little item that maybe gets put in there by mistake. That's what you're hoping for. And you're hoping to get to 2022, Josh Uche, who, you know, got those numbers, a little bit Bryce Hupp like. He got those numbers and didn't play that much. So, you know, that was impressive to people. I think he played about 35%.
Yeah, I think I saw that. 35%. Yep.
So he didn't, you know, he's never been a full time player. And obviously at 6'1, 240, you can figure out why as an edge player.
Yeah. Pretty short, right?
Yeah. Short, not that stout against the run. So basically, you're talking about a situational pass rusher. And, you know, the Eagles need that. They need to, they like to come at you in waves on the pass rush. And if this guy can be a piece of the puzzle, or Bryce Hupp can be a piece of the puzzle, now you have more chances, you know, more tickets. Jalix Hunt.
Right.
You know, when you're looking at Nolan Smith as your most proven commodity, who's done it for half a season. Yeah, you need some help to make sure there's a safety net. And I think this one makes a lot of sense. I still would have liked Azeez Ojulari.
Well, that was my next question. Does this rule that out, you think?
I would think so.
Mm. You know, I don't love it. I mean, I think if he was a
dart, nobody else is breaking down Azeez's door. You know, true. The Eagles got a bigger staff than me. So just because I think, you know, they got 30 guys looking over the tape, and they estimated that he's a better fit. So, you know, I'll lean on that. But, you know, personally, I'd like the Ojulari potential, but you know, again, nobody's breaking down anybody. Actually, Tevin Jenkins got a big deal this morning on the offensive line. I believe he signed with Cincinnati. Very rare you see big deals this late in the process.
Especially to Cincinnati.
Yeah. It might not have been Cincinnati. I forget who he signed with. But it's very rare with any player you see big deals this late in the process. So, you know, nobody's banging down the door of Josh Uche or Azeez Ojulari. So I don't want to blow smoke up people's, you know what, but this guy's, I think, a worthwhile sort of lottery ticket. Never played 38% is the exact number, 38% of the snaps in 2022. Before that, it was 31, 30, 33 after it, 35 last year before he got traded percent, and then 22 didn't play much at all for Kansas City. So, situational guy, but I think one who's got some upside as a pass rusher.
Good stuff there, Johnny Mac Johnson. We've laid out some of the, you know, there are some weaknesses here. You know, very inconsistent in terms of production. He had that great year in 2022. Effectiveness against the run, I don't know how he graded out, but he's certainly undersized, so you would think he's not great, but no one's undersized and it's good against the run. So I don't know what his grades were or anything on that. Do you have the grades against the run? I mean, was he brutal or what?
Last year was okay. He was actually better against the run than the pass. But he didn't play that much. He only played 224 snaps total last year. So I'm not sure that sample size is relevant. The only two times he was able to be ranked by PFF, and that means you got to play a certain amount, are 2022, when he was really good, and 2023, and he was really bad. 14th of 119 in 2022, 92 of 112 in 2023. So,
yeah, he's definitely more situational. He's not an every down type of edge rusher. Yeah. Durability concerns as well, I think, would be the other thing. He's missed games in multiple seasons, so we'll see how he holds up. We'll have a lesser role here, so we will see about that. Some of the stretch, John, and by the way, I do want to preface this and say this is our instant reaction. When John is able to, you know, talk to more people and get more information, he'll give us that on Birds 365 tomorrow morning about Joshua Uche, but we are instant reacting here. He seems to be an explosive first step kind of guy, John. I was just looking into it a little bit. Seems to have good speed and a high motor. Now, I don't know what that will translate into on this team, but I like it in terms of a reserve role. I was hoping that it didn't rule out guys like Ojulari if you're trying to add more bodies. Maybe they still use that 32 overall pick for an edge rusher. But
oh, yeah, I think they could.
I like it, but I don't want to rely on them, if that makes sense. I don't want to have to go into the season and say, if you don't get production out of Joshua Uche, your defense is going to get home. You know, I don't think that would be the right situation.
No, it doesn't preclude them from drafting someone. Certainly, you're not going to be redundant on the free agent market with two lottery tickets
right,
like Uche.
Right.
I think it probably ends Ojulari. You know, there's no need to do, but no, edge rusher is certainly still at the top of the list when it comes to the draft, so it doesn't preclude them from going in that direction. I just think, you know, why bring in two guys with flyers, especially as the Eagles are trying to be very cost conscious in this offseason. So I think it was makes more sense than I think AJ Dillon. I don't necessarily see the fit there. I see the fit here. Yeah. I think it makes a lot of sense. Most moves the Eagles typically make sense. So stands out to me when I don't see the fit. Here I see the fit. I think it makes a lot of sense. Doesn't mean it's going to work, but I see the fit.
We'll see how it works out with Josh Uche. I will say the one thing I like about it too is, you know, the 11 and a half sacks. I know it was only 1 year, but it shows you that there is that type of upside. And perhaps Vic Fangio is the perfect guy to pull it out of him, John. He made Zach Bond a star last year, helped turn the corner for Nolan Smith, and Jalen Hunt was a contributor. You know, he does seem to have that build, John, that Vic has worked well with in Philly. Now, we only have 1 year, but, you know, that undersized, quick edge rusher seems to be a good fit for Vic Fangio versus a guy like Bryce Huff. You know, Vic didn't get much out of him. I do think maybe Vic will be able to return him to his 22 form, or at least get him a little bit closer to that form.
Well, Vic is usually going to get the most out of most players. So from that standpoint, a little Jeff Stoutland type effect, but you know, right, there's exceptions. He didn't get the most, as you mentioned, out of Bryce Huff. So there could be a little bit of stubbornness too. So it's always good to get on Vic's good side early in the process. That would be my advice to Josh: get on Vic's good side.
Yeah, right.
Then he's going to get the most out of you. But yeah, I like it. I think it makes a lot of sense. You know, we've been talking about the young players and not handing them things, which is very forefront in the Eagles' thinking. They don't want to hand anybody anything. And they weren't just going to hand Jalen Hunt a starting job.
Right.
Not that Josh Uche he's been a situational player. I'd be stunned if he was a starter. But the more bodies you have, and in fact, if I were betting today, it's going to be very difficult for the Eagles to move on from Bryce Huff. I would still say it'd be Nolan Smith, Bryce Huff, then Jalen Hunt, then Josh Uche. But that's, again, March 13th. more bodies to be added. They'll certainly draft an edge rusher at some point. And things can change pretty quickly. But this is a guy who's got a chance to make the team, a chance to contribute.
Right.
And he also could be cut if you get the right player in the draft. So it's exactly what you want from a one-year lottery ticket. You want some upside, and I think they got some upside.
I like it. Johnny Mac, great stuff, man. We appreciate you checking in for an instant reaction. I know you got a bunch of work to do on this move. We'll let you run. We appreciate it, brother, and we'll talk to you maybe later on today, John. They maybe start shaking and baking with some more.
I got a feeling today's going to be a bad day.
Yeah, we got a feeling. We're going to be talking a few times. Johnny Mac, thank you, brother. I'll catch you later on.
All right, see you guys.
All right, there's Johnny Mac breaking down the Eagles' newest signing of Josh Uche. All right, I like this move. I think John laid it out pretty well of why it could be a good move for this team. Likely a short-term deal. I know it's 1 year, but likely low money, maybe with some, you know, incentives in the deal, incentive-laden deal to try and get him a little bit more low-risk move with potential high rewards. I mean, you know, you compare this to the A.J. Dillon move. Yes, I know they're different positions, but this is a better move in terms of this is a low-risk guy that can potentially get sacks. I mean, A.J. Dillon did miss a whole season last year, so he does have upside, 11.5 sacks. By the way, Vic Fangio, did we see what he did with Jalen Hunt last year? How about what he did with Nolan Smith? How about what he did with Zach Bond? This guy's athletic, Josh Uche. That's why I like him, because Vic seems to be able to pull a lot out of guys who have good athleticism, like Bryce Huff. Not trying to pick on Bryce Huff, but he doesn't have those jump out at you athletic traits. He's not super fast. He's not, you know, super quick. He's not the strongest guy in the world. He's just kind of a tweener on everything. And Vic didn't like him. So I do like that he has the, at least what we've seen so far, the type of, you know, the type of player that Vic Fangio seems to get the most out of. So, and he's got experience. He's got experience. I mean, he was drafted, I told you guys, drafted 60th overall in 2020. Second-round draft pick by the New England Patriots. He played college ball at Michigan, an edge outside linebacker. So I think it's a good fit. I like this move. I'm not going to lie to you. I like this move. Now, the concern would be why so inconsistent? And then, you know, I think Vic will be able to fix the inconsistency stuff if he's the right player. He does have injury concerns where he misses a few games every single year. So we'll see about that. But overall, I think it's a good move. It's a good, you know, low risk, high reward move, a guy that can get after the passer. And if you remember, John said it on the show, this was a name we talked about midseason last year. All right. Because he came off 22 at 11.5 sacks. You know, we had edge rusher concerns the last couple of years, really. So we talked about this, even coming off Hassan Reddick. We talked about Josh Uche. We did. So I do like it from that perspective, but we'll see how he pans out. He's got to prove it, no doubt about it. Flex, I'll take a couple comments from the great people checking in. I appreciate all you guys checking in. A little breaking news, instant reaction. We might have a few of these today, everybody. So don't go far. Don't go far. We'll be working all day here on Jacob. We'll be live with you guys anytime a move breaks on the Philadelphia Eagles. And the first one just broke, and it's edge rusher Josh Uche. For those who missed my breakdown, or just my give you guys who he is and what he, you know, how he measures up. He's 26 years old. He'll be 27 for next year. So relatively young. He's 6'1", 240 pounds. So a little bit of an undersized guy at the edge. Drafted in 2020, second round pick, 60th overall by the Patriots. Went to Michigan as well. 2020, all right, his rookie year. 9 games, 1 start, 9 tackles, 1 sack. Rookie year, second round pick, not much production there. 2021, 12 games, 12 tackles, 3 sacks. 2022, he started to break out, all right? 15 games, 27 tackles, 11.5 sacks. That was a breakout season. And then in 2023, he regressed a little bit, all right? 15 games again, 2 starts, 15 tackles, and 3 sacks. And then in 2024, played the first half, 7 games, 1 start, 13 tackles, and 2 sacks. And then at the trade deadline, he was traded to the Chiefs, 6 games, 10 tackles, 0.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Sacks, I think the biggest concern about that move is Spags basically benched this guy. They traded for him at the trade deadline, and then he basically was benched by Spags with the Chiefs last year. So interesting move from that regard, but he's got 64 total games in his career, so he does have some experience. 86 tackles, 20 and a half sacks, all right, and 2 forced fumbles. So he's a guy that I think has athletic upside. I don't think he's reached his peak in terms of his career, and I think that's the right fit for Vic Fangio, you know, and I like that. Yeah, but Crowley's not wrong. Spags did bench this guy. So, you know, what does that mean? Does that mean he's going to be benched forever? No. Does that mean he can't do anything in Philly? No. But it does show you that, you know, Vic is going to have to kind of work some magic and get him back on track and maybe, you know, what's the right word for it? But can he recapture, I guess I would use, his 2022 form here in Philadelphia? That remains to be seen. And we'll see what ends up happening with this one. But I do like it. I do like it. I'll take a couple of comments from you guys. What do you guys think? Cody Bread, they better make Huff play better. That's all I got to say. That motherfucker got a bag. Now he needs to earn it. We'll see, Cody. We'll see what ends up happening with Bryce Huff. You know, he's dealing with some of the injuries last year. We'll see. David, what's up, David? Appreciate you, man. Uche has the max speed. He has the potential. What I mean, they look at you, your best, because they believe they will bring it out of you. I agree with that for sure, man. I agree with that, especially with Vic Fangio. That's why I mentioned I like the athletic traits. I like the athletic traits from that regard. Carmine, what's up, Carmine? Can't wait to shit on Sills for Goddard still being on the team. You go have at it. We'll see what happens with Goddard, though, Carmine. I'll tell you what, Carmine, hearing the rumblings from the inside of the organization, Goddard's not ruled out yet, but it's not unlikely for him to be gone. All right. It's not unlikely for him to be gone. And it would probably be post June 1 because of the cap savings if they were to trade him. All right. If they were to trade him. So we'll see what ends up happening with him. Philly Don checks in. What's up, Philly Don? With Vic and Hurts coaching and Clint Hurt coaching him, you know they're going to get the best out of him. That's a good point. I mean, you don't get the best out of everybody, though, Philly Don. You know, Bryce Huff didn't get much out of him. And he was a double-digit sack guy in New York. So it's not a perfect equation, but I agree for the most part, Vic, if he likes the player, we'll get a lot out of him. All right. Tony the Siberian. What's up, Tony? Oh, my God, John. Dylan replaces Gainwell. Good fit. You're fighting on John about Dylan. David checks in. What's up, David, again? I know Vic can technically make mistakes, but he don't make very meaningful mistakes like what missteps he makes. He quickly corrects. Good point. We'll see about what he can do with Josh Uche. All right, with Josh Uche. I'll go to a couple of you guys who see what you guys got on this deal. Let me get to my new comments. Stephen Conkle checks in. What's up, Stephen? Ojulari is 6'3", 240, so he's not heavier than Uche. Basically, they're the same size. Yeah, very similar, and that's kind of why Josh rolled out Ojulari in his perspective, because you're not going to take 2 flyers. Right on the same type of edge rusher. All right. So it's a flyer. You know, you're probably not going to take another guy in free agency that has similar. So I like this signing. I kind of prefer Ojulari, but there's no real reason to back that up, to be honest with you. I'm being honest. So let's see what Uche can do. I like the fit with Vic Fangio, and let's see what he pulls out of him. But I do like it from that regard, and it certainly doesn't rule out edge rusher in round one. I think they're going to go edge rusher round one, but we will see what they end up doing there. Maybe they go defensive tackle round one to try and replace Milton Williams. Como Sayama says, does this rule out Hendrickson? To be honest, Como, I never thought Hendrickson was likely. All right, I never thought Hendrickson was likely at all, but we will see. riding the bench. What's up, brother? Hope you're doing well. Any other depth edges you feel for in the market? Von Miller, Matt Judon, a little older. Von Miller, you know, I'm kind of out on him a little bit riding the bench. I think his best days are behind him. I think they're more likely to take flyers like this based on what I've talked to John about and what the organization is thinking. So, you know, Ojulari, I brought the name up. But again, because of this signing, riding the bench, I don't anticipate them to take two flyers in free agency. I think a draft pick is still very likely, an early draft pick on an edge rusher, but I don't expect them to go and sign another low-risk, high-reward edge rusher in the draft that's athletic, you know, or in free agency, excuse me, that's athletic. So now Von Miller's a little different. That's a veteran presence. I don't think the Eagles would go down that road, but maybe. Matt Judon, I don't know what he's been up to recently. He was obviously very good in his prime, but what is he now? I don't know. David LaPrey, what's up, man? What's up, Big Z? Like the sign and go Birds. Appreciate you, man. All right, appreciate you, man. Mike Tanu says, Vin Miller. Vaughn, yeah, we'll see. Alfredo says, still only news I care about is Goddard and Becton. We'll see what happens with those guys. We'll see what happens with those guys. All right. Stephen Conkle, he's a depth piece at best. Well, yeah, that we never projected him to be a home run edge. No doubt. He's a depth piece. He's a situational pass rusher with some upside. Probably cheap, cost-effective deal, so it makes a lot of sense for this team. Drafting a bigger edge rusher for sure in the draft, they are either going safety, then edge, and defensive tackle, or safety, DT, then edge. I do not think safety would be the round one pick, all right? I think it'd be defensive end or defensive tackle in that round one. Now, that's just my opinion, but we'll see what they end up doing in the draft. When in doubt, go to the trenches. Flying high goes in. You just need as many bodies you can get so we don't reach in the draft. You're not wrong. Look, they're adding some guys to the room. No limit. What's up, my guy? Zay, you think we go after a safety or cornerback in free agency or wait for the draft? I don't know, man. I think they're going to add a secondary guy. All right? I do think they're going to add somebody in the secondary, whether it's a corner or a safety. Maybe it's a versatile guy. I do think they're going to go down that road, no limit. What I don't think they're going to do is I don't think they're going to sign a certified guy. Like, they would probably go, think Josh Uche for a secondary, right? Like, you're probably not going to sign a great safety, not that there's many left, or draft for one, or trade for one, excuse me. But I do think they would probably bring in a guy that would give Sidney Brown some competition, give Keely Ringo some competition. But maybe it's out there. I no limit. The one part about the draft for me is, you know, we all know the Eagles' philosophy, and that's the trenches. And with the type of cap crunch that we're in terms of you got to get a little bit cheaper right now because of how much you're paying on the offensive side, I have a hard time believing, especially after last year, that we're drafting defensive back in round one. I think you're going to add a defensive back secondary player in maybe round 3, 4, 5, somewhere in there. But I don't think round 1 or 2, they're going to go secondary. They just spent 1 and 2 last year on corners. So are they going to double dip on that? You could make the argument they should, but will they? I don't think so. I'm thinking defensive line, either edge or tackle in round 1. And we'll see what they do. Round 2, yo, no limit. Here's what I will say. If they're right, secondary guy falls in round 2, I could see them using that. All right. Mike says, I don't think Asante Samuel would be expensive. I like Asante Samuel. The problem is I don't like it. He's not physical, man. He can't tackle at all. Not physical at the point of attack. It's like he's built for the AFC. Like, I don't know. I like him. He's still a free agent. Yes, he is still a free agent. But, you know, I don't know. Drew Pauly checks in. We feel so light at defensive end, Xander. We got to get an edge at 32. I'm with you. I think they're going to go edge or defensive tackle at 32. We'll see what they end up doing. Dave says, please don't draft another Derek Barnett at 31. Hey, man, look, Derek Barnett didn't pan out in terms of second contract, but he made a play in a Super Bowl where we became champions. You know, I don't hate Derek Barnett as much as most do. All right, a little overdrafted for sure, but he wasn't a trash can. He didn't never play. Had significant snaps in a Super Bowl, made a play in that Super Bowl, recovered the Brandon Graham fumble. So, shit, man, I can't hate him too much. Now, John, Christopher Baker says, what the hell do you mean it's going to be a bad day? No, John just means he's going to be working hard, you know? I'm young. I like to work hard. I like when stuff breaks. Same thing happened here. I got off the air on Birds 365. We left my office for about 2 seconds, looked at my phone and said, oh, we're going back to the studio. But no, he means that we're going to be doing a lot of coverage today, I think is what he meant, honestly. I don't think he meant bad day from Eagles' perspective. Let me double check, make sure nothing else going on. I do like Uche. AJ Dillon now signed, so we'll see what they end up doing. But appreciate all you guys checking in here. I'll take a couple more comments if any good ones come in. So if you guys do have thoughts and you want me to hit on it, drop them in the chat below. All right, for those just checking in, I will recap real quick just one more time who we just signed. It's Josh Uche. He's 26 years old. He'll be 27 for the season next year, so still relatively young. 6'1", 240, a second-round draft pick. He was 60th overall to the New England Patriots in 2020. Drafted out of the University of Michigan, and he's an edge, obviously, edge outside linebacker guy. So we will see. Ryan says, I don't have any good comments. Ryan, nothing new there, brother. None of your comments are good enough. I'm just messing with you, Ryan. Drew Pauly, Xander, I think Sills talked about it yesterday on how it seems we aren't aiming for next year. We are positioning for a 26 run, and that's their real goal for a Super Bowl. Do you agree? No, I don't agree at all. Because, Drew, I want you to think back to March of last year. People were saying the same thing. Actually, forget March. Go to May after the draft. People were saying the same thing. They're not built for the 2024 Super Bowl. They're built for 2025. The defense is too young this year. It won't be this year that they could win. It'll be the year after that. Look what happened. All right, our young guys developed quickly, played lights out, and we won a Super Bowl. So I'm not going to sit here and say we're positioning for a 2026 run. Are you potentially a little bit delayed because you had to take a step back after the Super Bowl? Possibly. But could the team go and repeat? Absolutely. I'm not ruling any of that out yet. Guys, it's March. Let's build a roster. All right? It's March. Give Howie some time. 3 Super Bowl rosters in 8 years. Give him some time. All right? Not everything needs to happen right away. All right? No limit checks in. What are our plans for linebacker? We still haven't figured anything out. I think Dean's going to be out longer than we think. I don't know. No limit. John doesn't seem to think that at all. In fact, when I brought up Dean today, John was like, Dean's going to be fine. So I don't know. Maybe Dean's a little bit better off. But look, you got Zach Bond. You got N'Kobe Dean. You got Jeremiah Trotter Jr. That's what you got, no limit. And they're probably not going to spend much more to bolster that position. Maybe one more depth piece there. But other than that, I don't think they're going to splurge on a backup linebacker, you know. Yeah, John says he's already off crutches. He was off crutches at the Super Bowl. So, you know, I think John's very optimistic in terms of Dean getting back for the season. We'll see. Eagle Nest checks in. What's up, brother? Optimistic about both signings. These guys are not starters, but rotational pieces that both have huge upside. I wouldn't say huge for Dillon. I think it's bigger for Uche. But you're right. They're not starters. They're rotational pieces, and they have the chance to be good. All right? They have the chance to be good. BVS, Ben Van Sumeren. Let's all admit, nobody knows what's going on with Dean. John would know the most because he actually sees him. Crowley, let me tell you something. One thing about the NFL, man, is information flows. All right? You'd be surprised how much information flows. All right? I get it to a lesser extent, but information flows. All right? People text. People talk. You know, people get updates, you know, guys who are, you know, who's the linebackers coach? Bobby King. He might talk to a friend who talks to a guy on a radio station. Like, word gets around. I'm telling you, I know everybody thinks like nothing that's talked about is ever talked about with the teams. That is fake. That's false. All right. That is false. Completely. Word gets around. People talk about it. Teams talk about it. You know, the pulse of the team is a lot of times exactly what we're talking about. I love how people try and say, oh, nobody talked. You know, nobody even looks at them. What? All these players listen to media. I promise you, man. That's just the nature of the world. You know, they're human beings. You know, so word spreads. Word spreads quick. Dean was awesome playing up to that injury. Yes, he was, Reyes, man. Dean was really good last year. Dean's a walking injury. We'll see. Curtis, Xander, remember Sue and Joseph? I think picking up their other edge you like is still on the table. Maybe. Curtis, that was a little bit of a different scenario because you were at a great pass rushing team that year. Obviously, 22 at a record in sacks with 70 sacks, but you couldn't stop the run well, so you brought in Sue and Joseph. You know, little different scenario there, but I hear you. All right. Eagle Ness says, no way you can't be excited for A.J. Dillon when you look at his highlights for 22 and 23. He'll beat defenses up. I'm not going to lie to you, Eagle Nest. I agree. Bro, that neck scares me. Like, he gets a neck stinger at the end of 23 and he misses the last 2 games. All right, that's fine. 2024 training camp, you get a second next thinger and you miss the entire year and he hasn't played to that point. Like Eagle Ness, what's to say is his first contact, he doesn't get another stinger. You know, that's what I'm worried about with him. There's necks, man. The neck and back. Neck and back scare me. Knees, all right. I feel all right, better about it. The technology today is a lot more advanced. You know, you have people returning from ACLs and Achilles tendons in 8-9 months. I mean, this is a different world that we're living in today in terms of the medical advancements, but back scares me and neck scares me. Now, there's advancements in those regard too, but I don't know. They just scare me a little bit more, man, especially in a physical sport like football. Think about it. Thump, 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 you know? It's tough on the neck, tough on the back, bro. Tough on the neck, tough on the back. So we'll see. Yeah, Eagle Ness, here's the thing. Where even if he doesn't pan out, doesn't matter much. It's not like there's no risk. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, my God, blow it up because A.J. Dillon didn't work, or blow it up because Josh Uche didn't work. No, it's not like that. There is upside. You're right about that. Speaking of backs, that LG trade makes more sense when you think about Cam's back and Landon potentially having to move to center at some point. Dirty air, man. I thought exactly about what you just said. Actually, I brought this point up on Cilia yesterday with our segment together. I said, I wonder if they're bolstering that position. They haven't given him the contract extension yet because they want to see how the back surgery goes or how he returns from the back surgery. It's not out of the realm of possibility for sure. All right. It's not out of the realm of possibility. We'll see. All right. We need AJ to be better than Gamewell. He has a different job. We'll see. We'll see. All right. We'll see. All right, everybody. I appreciate you guys checking in today. A little breaking news. Probably will be live again with breaking news later on. So you see news. What do? You come to the Jacob channel. You come to Jacob Accounts. You follow me on X at Real Xander. You follow me on Instagram at Xander Crouch Show. That's what you do. That's what you do when news breaks on the Philadelphia Eagles. All right. We will always be live for you guys when news breaks. Appreciate you guys checking in. Hit that like button. Appreciate you all. As always, Josh Uche, one more time, 26 years old. He'll be 27 next year. 6'1", 240. Drafted in 2020 with the 60th overall pick. Second rounder by the New England Patriots. Played his college ball at the University of Michigan. Smart dude. Michigan's great school. Great freaking school. All right. And he's an edge outside linebacker. His career stats, 64 games, 86 tackles, 20 and a half sacks, 2 forced fumbles. And his peak year was 22. He had 11 and a half sacks in that year. Some of his strengths, explosive first step, high motor, excels in pass rushing situations, and he's valuable in rotational roles. Some of the weaknesses, concerns, inconsistent a little bit. All right, notable drop-off after 2022. All right, limited effectiveness against the run, presumably because he's undersized. Durability concerns, he missed a couple of games each year. And he's best utilized situationally, so he's not an every down guy. I would expect him to fit well in Philly because he's a rotational edge piece, provide some depth for a team that just lost 2 edge rushers, and flexibility potentially for Vic Fangio. All right, it's low risk, 1-year deal. We'll see what the numbers are. Probably not big, probably incentive laden deal, and it's low risk with potential high reward here. So it makes a lot of sense to me. Appreciate you all checking in. Like I said, see you next time on Jacob Sports, everybody.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.